One of the outstanding musical discoveries of the year is our Page Cavanaugh Trio. People have been asking about them, and so I'll describe them to you. Collectively, the trio has 3 noses, 6 ears, 96 teeth, 12 silver fillings, and weigh 465 pounds, not including their fountain pens. Put them all together, they spell a wonderful new whispery kind of music. Gentlemen?
Blue moon, you seem standing alone, without a dream my heart, without a love my own. Hey moon, you know just what I'm here for, you hear me saying a prayer for, just to love my own. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only chick my heart could ever hold. Then she whispered, please adore me, I'm a knave with a babe on alert, Mert Moon. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream my heart, I gotta love my own. My heart could ever hold. Then she whispered, please adore me, I'm a knave with a babe on alert, Mert Moon. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream my heart, I gotta love my own. 'Cause I love her. Yes, he loves her. I gotta love my own.
Mother Goose is a dead duck.
Yes, friends, today little kids just don't go for the old Mother Goose rhymes anymore. Nowadays, if you tell Junior and that Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water, he'll probably say those ickies. Why didn't they call the Arrowhead distilled water man? He delivers. Now, when I was a child, the most popular stories were always the fairy tales, the stories of Jack and the Beanstalk, Hansel and Gretel, Little Bo and Peep, Sweeney and March, and of course... And of course, the fascinating stories of the Hood Kids, Red Riding, and Robin. But my favorite story was always the one about Cinderella and the glass slipper. There's an interesting thing, a shoe made out of glass. You can always look down and see what Dr. Scholl is doing. Because of my interest in Cinderella, I've done a lot of research on the subject and of the poor little girl who was so mistreated by the mean people she lived with. And in my research, I discovered a shocking misrepresentation of facts. A rare document in my possession proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that...
Cinder was a fella.
Santa Paula? Santa Paula?
Oh, where is that miserable urchin?
Santa Paula!
Mater, dear, you're much too wealthy to raise your voice this way. Couldn't you hire Harry Von Zell to do it for you?
Please, Oglethorpe. Screaming at that horrid Cinderfella is the only exercise I get, except when I lash him with my mink and nine tails. Where is he?
I sent him out to the garage to clean the exhaust pipe on my car.
How can that scrawny little wretch clean an exhaust pipe?
He crawls through it, dragging a wad of steel wool behind.
If that deplorable boy doesn't hurry, we shall be late for the ball tonight.
Oh, Mater, we can't be late for the princess's ball. Tonight she's going to choose her future husband, and everyone will be there.
Yes. The people will be simply scrumptious. The Duke of Chichester, the Duchess of Litchester, the Duke and Duchess of Winchester, the Duchess of Flitchester, and Atwater Kent.
I say, look, Mater, here comes that filthy little servant, Cinderfella.
Ugh! Quick, Oglethorpe, hand me my platinum airwick.
Mistress, I've done all my chores. I've shut the shutters, I've venetianed the blinds, and I put a new davin on the port.
Where have you been so long, you uncouth slave?
Please, master, I went to a meeting of the Slaves Union of Press Local Number 47. We're going to strike for a 40-hour day and more links on our chains.
You cannot strike, filthy one. There is much to be done while Mater and I attend the princess's ball.
Please, master, inform your mother I'm very hungry. I must have food.
Food? How utterly ridiculous. You just had lunch not more than 3 days ago. And now, Oglethorpe, let us leave for that grand ball.
Yes, Mater. Cinderfella, in addition to your other duties, you will keep a lamp burning in the window until we return.
But we have no lamps. You broke them all over my head this morning.
In that case, there's only one thing to do. Here, Oglethorpe, put this light bulb in Cinderfella's mouth and plug his garter into the electric socket.
Hark, who is that?
Tis I, me child.
Why, you're my fairy godfather. I... I know you're my godfather because all your clothes are made that way. How'd you get in here?
I flew in on me vacuum cleaner. It's a Hoover. In fact, Herbert's me co-pilot.
Oh, Godfather, I have not seen you since my twin brother and I were born.
Twin brother? Pah! Your brother is 37 and you're but 18. How could he be your twin?
I was a deep freeze baby.
Egad, gadzook, zounds, and other Victorian expressions of surprise. But come, me child, we have no time to lose. You are going to the princess ball.
But, Godfather, look at me. I'm too filthy dirty to go to the ball.
No mind, me child. I'll clean you with me magic wand.
How can I get clean with a magic wand?
It's filled with Clorox.
But I have no clothes to wear. Look at me. My rags are all in tatters, and the tatters are full of shreds, and even the shreds are frayed.
Don't mind me, lad. I'll clothe you in magic. Abadabba, abadabba, abadabba. Here, slip into this.
What is it?
It's the latest thing, my boy. A brand new abadabba.
Gee, just what I've always wanted.
And now for your transportation. I'll conjure me finest miracle, a new Chrysler Town and Pumpkin.
But I can't drive, fairy godfather.
No mind, me boy. I'll give you two of me finest coachmen, Kaiser and Fraser. Now be gone, me boy, and enjoy yourself. But remember, you must leave the ball before midnight.
Princess, you dance divinely, and I fear I am too clumsy for you. You see, I'm out of practice. I've been in the stag line so long, I grew a pair of antlers.
Oh, handsome stranger, won't you lift your mask and let me see who you are? I know you must be a very wealthy person.
How do you know?
Well, you're the only one here who's wearing one of those new abadabbas.
My dear princess, I fear I'll have to leave you soon.
But why?
Well, you may think me strange, but I have to put a bulb in my mouth and plug my garter into a socket.
Oh, my, what an interesting hobby.
Have you the correct time?
Let us turn on this radio and get it.
At the sound of the gong, it will be 12 midnight, Gruen Curvex hourglass time. Remember, the Curvex hourglass is the only one that contains sand bent to fit the wrist.
Midnight, I gotta get out of here.
Stranger, come back, stranger, come back.
It has now been 3 months since the princess's ball, and that gracious lady has still not chosen her future husband. Instead, she is continuing her search for a handsome, mysterious stranger who was last seen wearing an abadabba. Good night to you, and I do mean you.
Oglethorpe, turn off that radio.
All right, Mater. Cinderfella, take that loudspeaker off your head and pull your garter out of the socket.
Oh, thank you, Master, and I wish you wouldn't make me do that anymore. The electricity's melting my bridgework.
You're so vulgar. Wipe the gold off your chin and get out of here.
Look, Mater, there's someone coming up our driveway. It's the princess.
Greetings, subjects. I am here to seek the mysterious stranger who is to be my prince and our future king.
Your Majesty, how will you know the stranger when you see him?
Oh, I have a way. When he fled the palace 3 months ago, he dropped this.
A pair of plastic glass suspenders.
Yes. And when I find the one whom these glass suspenders fit perfectly, I will have found my future husband. Do you, Oglethorpe, wear suspenders?
No, I wear a velvet Buster Brown suit, the pants buttoned to the shirt.
Then no one in this house wears suspenders?
I do.
You?
Yes. If I don't, my hip boots sag.
Well, is there anyone else in this house?
Only Cinderfella, our filthy little slave. That's him over there.
You, how do you keep up your trousers, you skinny little wretch?
I just tuck them in between my ribs.
Well, nevertheless, you'll have to try on these glass suspenders. You may be the one.
All right, Princess, I'll try.
Princess, Your Majesty, we found the mysterious stranger. We found him.
Are you positive?
Yes, yes, the suspenders fit him perfectly. Here he is.
Oh, my beloved prince.
My beautiful princess.
My fairy godfather.
Jack Paul will be back in just a moment, but first, Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows. The Man Who Knows, the tobacco warehouseman.
Mr. Ed Isaacs, popular warehouse operator from Lebanon, Kentucky, recently said,
"Season after season, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy fine, ripe tobacco. The kind of leaf a tobacco man really goes for."
The Man Who Knows, the tobacco auctioneer.
Mr. Brian Williams, ace tobacco auctioneer of Paris, Kentucky, said not long ago,
"I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy tobacco that just can't be beat for real smoking quality. Smoked Lucky's myself for 16 years.
And so it goes with the man who knows, the tobacco expert. Remember, fine tobacco is what counts in a cigarette. And
LSMFT,
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
LSMFT,
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
So for your own real deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Tune in next week to the Jack Parr Show with Trudy Irwin, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, Jerry Fielding in the orchestra, yours truly, Hi Averback, and starring Jack Parr.
We're a little on time, so good night, folks.
Don't forget, friends, for the tops in radio entertainment, set your dial to NBC Wednesday night for that thrilling newspaper drama, The Big Story. And on Saturday night, don't miss Your Hit Parade with Martha Tilton, the Pied Pipers, and starring Andy Russell.
NBC, the national broadcasting company.